Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden. As they're just getting ready to hit the bus, as a matter of fact, as they head on the road to take on the University of Mary Thursday, December 17th, and Saturday, December 19th, at Metro State before returning home on December 30th. As they'll host inner-city rival Rocky Mountain College, the Lady Jackets coming off an impressive 71-61 win over Dickinson State this past Saturday. Coach, all in all, pretty good performance on the part of your team.
Yeah, I was pleased. We had a about 11-day layover, so I kind of thought we might be a little rusty, but it did allow us to work on some things and maybe fine-tune a little bit of what we were doing, and I thought overall we played pretty well.
You know, we take a look at the first half. You know, if somebody would have come in, say, missed the first half, walked in, it was only 23-20 at that point. You ended up scoring 48 points in the second half to, you know, end up with 71. But just 23 first-half points, somebody looks at that, and, of course, the first question, if they haven't seen the game, is they're wondering, okay, are the offenses really struggling? Are the defenses that good? What was the deal? Was it just kind of a combination of both, if you will?
Well, I think both teams were playing very hard, and sometimes you just don't shoot as well, and each team was doing a pretty good job of rebounding, so there weren't a lot of extra shots, and teams weren't turning it over. So there were, it was just really a case of mostly, poor shooting with some contested shots. But I thought we hung in there, and we were taking some good shots, and the tempo favored us. I'm not sure. I don't think they, at least from the film that I had watched, that they like to go quite as fast as us. So I felt good about the tempo. I think we went up 23-13 with 3 or 4 minutes left in the first half, and we're starting to pull away, and then you got to give them credit. I think they scored the final 7 points to get it close.
Yeah, it's interesting. You take a look at the first half. You were 7-for-27 from the floor, 4-for-16, from beyond the arc. In the second, you know, which is like right about 26% total, in the second half you go 16-for-31, 51.6%. Was it a question that you were just running your offense better, getting some more open looks, or was it just one of those issues where suddenly the shots just for whatever reason started to drop for you?
I think a little bit of both. We've been pressing really the three games before that one, we hadn't shot very well. I mean, if you look back to the beginning of our season, the first, including a couple home the home exhibition game, and even at Rocky, we shot the ball tremendously well, usually over 50% or pretty close. So it might have been a case that we just were too good as far as our shooting. So our and then we went from outstanding to really poor. We didn't just go down a little bit. So I think that gets in our head as far as confidence, and we just kind of have to come out of that. And I thought the second half, well, we may have moved the ball a little bit better, but it was mostly the same shots, just knocked in some, and we work together. If a couple people knock one down, I think that helps somebody else, and our game is really balanced, so we take what the defense gives us, and we can score from in or out, and we just kind of got in a better rhythm.
I want to talk about some of those individual performances from that win over Dickinson State on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden, coming off a 71-61 win over Dickinson State and now heading on the road for a pair of games at the University of Mary and at Metro State. Let's talk about some of those individual performances. You had two leading scorers in this one. First of all, talk about Kayla Ryan. Wow, 17 points, 11 rebounds. Now, this isn't unusual for her as of late in particular, as she's been playing some very good ball for you. But anytime you get 17 points and 11 rebounds, rebounds out of somebody. You know, obviously they're having a pretty solid game. And taking a look at what you shot from the floor, 6 for 9, 1 for 3 from beyond the arc, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Obviously she had a very nice ball game for you.
Kayla's doing a great job for us. She's established herself, I think, as a premier post player. And she has the ability to play both with her back to the basket and is just keeps improving on facing the basket. So that versatility is helping a lot. She's been very, very consistent over the last 4 or 5 games, getting us lots of double-doubles. One of the big keys for her is staying out of early foul trouble, which she has been able to do. She's really worked hard on her defensive positioning, and I look for her to continue to get better. She's just a wonderful person. She's one of our co-captains, and she's probably her worst enemy. I believe in her, but sometimes she's a little bit too hard on herself, and I think she's been able to relax with that and just let her talent take over, which she has a lot of.
She's always interesting to watch, Kayla. You know, a lot of times she'll have a game like this, 17 points, 11 rebounds, and I mean this as a compliment. I don't know if it'll come out that way, but a lot of times she'll have a game like this, and I'll look at the, I'll sort of look at the sheet, and I'll say, man, when did that happen? She's just such a steady performer. You know, she's not one of those that maybe goes out and racks like 10 or 12 points in a row. She just seems to give you steady play throughout the ball game. And again, I thought that's what she gave you against Dickinson.
Yeah, very steady. That's a good word for Kayla. She's just really doing so many things well. I mean, she demands a double team at times, and when she does that, she gets the ball really quickly out of there. If one thing is when she only has one person on her, occasionally she'll pass that out too, and I'm trying to stress to her that I think that's really an advantage if we get her the ball with only one person on her, and she's really got to be a more of a scoring threat because she has such a wonderful touch. She can go both ways inside, and like you said, she step out, hit the three, and she's just a very good shooter. So from an offensive standpoint, I don't think she can shoot enough. Her teammates feel very comfortable getting her the ball. Defensively, just talked about, it's just position and anticipation. She's very athletic, and some of her fouls have become early in the season were more because of a help situation, and maybe she's a little late, but we've also talked to our players about trying not to ask for help or need help as much on penetration, and if we can do that, then we won't have as many fouls.
Interesting, too. You know, you had 21 points off the bench, you know, out of 71 points. You know, that's pretty bad, pretty good, rather. You know, you're talking about almost 30% of your points coming off the bench. A little bit of a misnomer because one of those players that scored 17 of the 21 points was actually Sarah McNamee. You started Rachel Hansen in favor of Sarah. But, again, Sarah McNamee, you know, one thing I really like about Sarah is she's really got that shooter's mentality. If she's struggling a little bit early, Sarah is not one of those players that just kind of going to go into a funk and sort of give up on her game. She really is just an offensive threat, regardless of how she may start out, isn't she?
Yeah, Sarah has you know, been a great addition to our team. She's very aggressive. She has great range. You know, the thing I like about Sarah is she's just so coachable. She's really fit in with our team. She was well coached in high school with Kerry Vies, who I used to coach against and have a lot of respect for. And then she played a couple years for Dwight Guarneri, who was formerly of Colstrip, and then coached at Miles City Community College, and he's also a very good coach. So she's very fundamentally sound. I think she has to continue to get better. She can score other ways besides the three. She's a very good driver and slasher, and I think she's getting better as a passer. And then I try to tell her that there's games where she's just not going to hit the three as consistent as she would like, and she has to be able to do other things to score and to make a spark, which she is really bought into. She can get out there and defend, and when she does that, then she's an extremely good player for us.
A lot of players getting in the scoring column. In fact, the only player that didn't score that got some playing time was Ashley Reed, but she ends up with 4 steals. You know, Callie Kautzman, Mandy Jacobs also get in double figures. One person I wanted to ask you about, though, I thought she had certainly one of the better games when I've seen her play was Kylie Denham. I know she's still trying to get comfortable on the floor offensively, but you take a look at her, Kylie, in 14 minutes of play. You know, she has a pair of assists. She's got 3 rebounds. She did get a bucket in there. This is a gal that, you know, obviously just a freshman out of a great program out of Malta, but I thought she really gave you a lot of energy there when she was in the game.
I agree. Kylie is really coming on for us as a player. She reminds me a lot of Chantel Marcus when she was a freshman. Chantel, you know, played a little bit more earlier, but just that type of athlete. Kylie has some moves that she shows in practice sometimes that just make you just go, wow, how explosive and quick she is. And you can see what a great athlete she was, not just a basketball player. She was a tremendous hurdler and track athlete as well at Malta. And as she just continues to work on her skills, we're going to see her just get better and better. But she did give a spark in that game. She had a nice little driving basket in the second half, a little 5 or 6 footer that's not easy to make, and like you said, the rebounds and the steals, gets her hands on a lot of balls, and she's just been taught very well, and I think she's going to continue to get better, and I just like her speed and her overall competitiveness.
We'll talk about the big games coming up this weekend with the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
At Perkins Restaurants, breakfast is a specialty. Breakfast is a tradition. Breakfast is served all day. But best of all, breakfast is just the beginning. Sure, you can get big fluffy omelets and golden buttermilk pancakes, but we also serve juicy burgers and mile-high melts, bread bowl salads, and hearty dinners like jumbo shrimp, grilled top sirloin steak, homestyle pot roast, even butterball roast turkey and dressing. At Perkins, we set the menu, but you pick the time. And no matter what time of day it is, you'll find a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere, friendly staff, and your own pot of coffee right at your table. We even have our own bakery, with fresh baked pies like luscious chocolate French silk and caramel apple. For all your favorites, served all day long. Now there's a Perkins right nearby. Stop in real soon. Perkins. Breakfast is just the beginning.
Stop by either Billings location and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Perkins is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jacket Athletics.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Coach Kevin Wooden as they get set to head on the road to take on the University of Mary on Thursday, December 17th, and Saturday, December 19th at Metro State. Now, this University of Mary, we've already seen Mary, had a very, very nice win over the University of Mary here at Altarwitz on Wednesday, November 18th. Obviously, one of the big differences coming into this game, not only are you on the road, but you're also without the services of Chantel Marcus, which is just a fact of life. But, you know, you won handily here at Altarwitz, but again, as we found out with Colorado Springs, you know, playing on the road is a whole different animal.
Yeah, we've struggled at Mary the last couple of years. 2 years ago, they really beat us pretty darn good down there. Last year, I think we were much more competitive. The game was within 10 points for most of it, and we lost by approximately that much. But they are a night and day team as far as when they play at home and on the road. They get great crowds there, and I look for them to play very well, so we're going to have to be at our best. That was Chantel's last game. That was the one that she got hurt, and the game here was very physical and competitive. I mean, we ended up winning by 15-20, but I think it was much closer than that. And I thought it might as well tell people now. Chantel did have season-ending surgery on December 4th. She had a torn ACL and had that fixed, and there was some meniscus damage, so she had that fixed as well. But she has informed me that she will like to come back next year and play, and we're just going to take it, you know, obviously month by month. The prognosis is that she will be able to recover and be able to play next year. And so we're looking forward to that, as she will have that opportunity. But as far as what level or how fast she heals or something, those are just things that I can't answer. But she has decided to come back, which obviously is great news.
Boy, that sure is. You know, I got to be honest with you, the idea of not getting to see Chantel play anymore was certainly disconcerting to me from a personal fan standpoint. The thought that we might have her next year is great news. Metro State, another team. I know you haven't played Metro State this year. This is a program that I know you've played in the past. What do they bring to the court?
They're very good. They beat a Division I team, Northern Colorado, in an exhibition game. They're off to a good start. We've had some great games with them. Last year they beat us in a very close game right after the new year down there. A couple years ago we had a nice win against them down there, and next year they'll open here with our regular season. So Linda does a very good job with her team. They're very athletic, really a lot like looking at our team in the mirror, not great size, just a lot of balance, and they like to really push the ball. So that game should be a lot of fun.
Important stretch for you. You know, you've got four games remaining, counting these two, before you begin GNAC conference play against St. Martin's. When you take a look at what you'd like to see over the weekend in the next four games, what are some of those things that you're really hoping to see from your squad?
Just that we kind of get back into some rhythm. It'll be hard because after these two, you're going to take a break and then come back. But it is nice that we have the Rocky game and the Chadron game before conference play. All games are important. Our players know that, and I understand that too. So we'll just try to get better. Obviously, they won't be in school, so it's a time where all teams have a really chance to be more, a little bit more focused in what they're doing, just because they don't have as the academic part to worry about. And if we can do that, then I think and remain as healthy as we can, hopefully get some of our bumps and bruises better, we'll try to get some momentum going into the conference season in January.
All right, Head Coach Kevin Wooden, best of luck at the University of Marion Metro State, and looking forward to that game on Wednesday, December 30th against Rocky. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Ken.
It's been the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.